This video shows how a guarded fabric is deployed. A guarded fabric includes the host guardian service, guarded hosts, and shielded virtual machines. You start with some Hyper-V hosts that are not yet guarded, shown here in the fabric.contoso.com domain. Next, install the host guardian service on a server. This must be in a separate domain. Next, specify signing and encryption certificates for HGS and initialize the HGS server with your chosen mode of attestation. This creates the attestation and key protection services. Configure additional nodes in the HGS cluster. DNS must be configured for name resolution between the Fabric domain and HGS domain. For admin trusted attestation, trust between the domains must also be configured. Next, prepare to configure attestation. For admin trusted attestation, create a security group and place hosts in it. The security identifier of the group needs to be provided to the attestation service. The hosts are now guarded hosts, which you can confirm by testing attestation. Next, you can add a management server, for example, Virtual Machine Manager. As a basis for creating shielded VMs, the tenant provides a signed template disk, VHDX, or approves the signed VHDX that the hoster provides. The tenant also provides a shielding data file. The shielding data file includes the VHDX signature and VM customization information. It also specifies the VM owner and allowed guardians, the guarded fabrics that the shielded VM can run on. Now a shielded VM can be created. The result is a guarded fabric with guarded hosts that can pass attestation and obtain keys from the Key Protection Service. With those keys, the guarded hosts can unlock and run shielded virtual machines.